Hello and welcome to WOWLS.com. My name is Jesse Gilbert and I'm the WOWLS Ambassador to Humanity. And I want to welcome you to the number one most valuable website on the entire internet. WOWLS are a new magical creature that can hunt and kill unicorns. Yes, if you think unicorns are some invincible magical being, it's time for a wake-up call. There's other magical creatures out there, and the wolf plus the owl plus the wow factor combined into a much pithier word, five letters, can definitely hunt and kill unicorns, potentially even by the baker's dozen. That includes tech unicorns. Yes, technology companies valued at over $1 billion, which I've linked to below. So, how did WOWLS come about? And how did Jesse Gilbert find the WOWLS? Or the WOWLS find him? Well, it's a long story involving a 15-year cyber war campaign to hack Microsoft. It's the truth, and I'm trying to be honest and straightforward here as much as I can about the reality of the WOWLS. You see, here's the situation. There's was and is well over $2 billion in intellectual property assets sitting on computers around the world that's not being used. There are over 2 billion Microsoft PCs distributed throughout the world. And on every last one of those computers are what is known as thesaurus language packs. The word thesaurus comes from the Greek word for treasure. And in case you weren't aware, the thesaurus on your PC is the biggest treasure you have on your computer, bar none. It's way better than any software or any app that you have in terms of creative power and leverage for doing business. Everything you do on the internet and on the computer comes down to the words you type, to the words you choose, whether it's registering a domain name, seeking copyrights, registering trademarks, or trying to type up catchy titles and headlines for blog posts and email subject lines. So the Microsoft thesauruses were only being used at about 3% of a potential 100% capacity. That means when you're typing something on a Microsoft Word document and you click that little right-click button to look up a synonym, you could get maybe 5 or 10 words in a sort of clunky, outdated interface and potentially make your writing more effective. Now, what I did is I noticed right away, well, that database runs off of what's called a native language pack. It's a database installed on your personal computer. And North American PCs, they come in English, French, and Spanish. And globally, there are about 26 different language packs with really great intellectual property assets on all sorts of computers. So, being a writer and a wordsmith and a technology startup and a software developer and somebody who's familiar with the arts of copywriting and wordsmithing, I worked to have software created where I could get 100% usage out of the language packs rather than that puny, wimpy little 3%. So, what my software Brainstorm Pro does is it allows you to search 5 words at a time and get back between 10 to 25 times the number of synonyms and related words, and actually possibly 50 times the number or more, all in click of the fingers, snap of the thumbs time, meaning instant delivery, along with convenient checkboxes for you to collect and sort the words that you might want to use for whatever you're doing. This is of critical importance, and you can learn more in my other audios on the Brainstorm Pro page, which is linked to below. And this does represent over $2 billion in intellectual property assets. When you add up over 2 billion personal computers in the world with well over 2 billion humans using those computers to try to conduct business, and you fathom that the most valuable intellectual property asset for business, wordsmithing tools to capture intellectual property assets, is only being used at maybe 3% of its total 100% potential, you will agree this easily delivers a $2 billion plus windfall boon in creative technologies to the markets. I think it's actually totally and completely realistic to say that it delivers well over $50 billion in creative technologies to the market, meaning Brainstorm Pro can be used not only for the intellectual property assets and trademarks, but also for the actual blueprints of next generation technology. Technology that is designed by humans is only as good as the details of the blueprints that go into it. So when you're designing software or hardware, you have to create very detailed descriptions with the most detailed technical terms and language possible, and make it as easy as possible to understand for your coders and engineers to deliver a great product. Of course, a 500x plus warp speed thesaurus can help you in this. And I'm sorry to inform you, but you have to be a complete and total idiot not to understand that this is the truth. So there are things in advertising known as unique selling propositions. I'm familiar with advertising. No matter how many people try to say I'm not, I most certainly am, and have been written up as a studying genius on a person considered to be the most credible advertising copywriter in history, Gary Halbert. A whole issue of his newsletter. And this was already back like 2005 for an ebook about YouTube. So, you have to create detailed blueprints to ship off to your coder. So my unique selling proposition for Brainstorm Pro is simply use it or become slaves to those people intelligent enough to. That's all for the first video. This is Jesse Gilbert, WoW's ambassador to humanity. Read this site carefully. It's the most important website on the internet, and have a great day.